Hello, I'm Pat Ouellette, assistant editor for SearchExchange.com. And I'm here with Exchange and SharePoint expert, J. Peter Brazizi. Thanks for joining us today, Peter.
Nice to be here.
In today's podcast Q&A, we'll be discussing the recent release of SharePoint 2010 and how it affects Exchange users and administrators. So Peter, if it's okay with you, let's jump right into the Q&A.
Okay.
Can you explain some new features in SharePoint 2010 that will help Exchange and Outlook users?
Well, actually, I mean, from a personal experience with it, the experience that I've had, I really love SharePoint 2010. I liked SharePoint 2007, but this new edition of SharePoint really just hits all of the different pain points that I had with 2007. It really enhances the product, and it enhances the way that especially Outlook users will be able to connect in with some of their data. There's a variety of different features that have improved. Some of the content management features as far as managed metadata where you can tag various aspects of data, all of that gets pulled into some better social connectivity experiences. So there's this new social connector in Outlook 2010. I'm not a huge fan of the social connector because it makes promises that you're going to be able to connect in with a lot of other sites, like whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn and some of these others, and you can connect in with them, but it's a long drawn out process. All of the connectors are not built yet, so I'm not too thrilled with that aspect of it. I really think it should have just been called the SharePoint connector, because where it really shines is it connects into your SharePoint 2010, and what that does is it allows you to really have a better social experience with others in your company. So you might think of it as a connection to not only your data that you have in your Exchange, but also the stuff that's happening in SharePoint. You'll be able to see what users that you're connected to have posted, what they've tagged, and all of that will be put right in a little pane right there in your Outlook. So there's a much better connection between the Outlook user, the Exchange server, and the SharePoint server that I really think will benefit users as they start getting more comfortable with it.
And how about features that might help administrators?
Well, you know, from an administrative perspective, to be honest with you, Exchange makes sense. You know, if you've worked with Exchange before, even the new versions of Exchange with the Exchange Management Console and the Exchange Management Shell, it makes sense. But SharePoint's a different animal. So SharePoint 2007, you know, you're working with more of a web services side to things, and that has administrators a bit confused. How do you add web parts? How do you build out sites? So some administrators thought, hey, you know what, I'll just install the thing and I'll let somebody else worry about how to put the site together. And that actually worked out fine. But what's nice about SharePoint 2010 is it makes it a little bit easier, a little bit more friendly for administrators to start feeling comfortable with establishing permissions on various document lists and so forth, setting up some of the workflow features within the document lists and libraries. So SharePoint 2010 makes it a lot easier for administrators to feel comfortable with it. And I think that that's necessary if you're going to have more administrators that are going to be handling both Exchange and SharePoint. And the reason why that might be the case is because there is a connection between the two in that Exchange, in the near future, is going to be dropping support for public folders. And they're hoping that public folders will be pushed aside in favor of SharePoint. So now you've got a lot of administrators, Exchange administrators in particular, who are looking at SharePoint as that replacement. And so the more comfortable they can feel, the better it will be in terms of integrating the two together.
Do you think there are any specific areas that they missed the boat on? Or any features that could have been improved upon that weren't?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I think they really hit pretty much everything in SharePoint that I would have recommended. In working with SharePoint 2007, you find these little pain points that you say, wow, I wish they would fix this, or I wish they would make the backup process better, or I wish they would make just the overall look of it a little less clunky and make it a little more polished. And here in SharePoint 2010, they include a ribbon interface, which I personally like. I know a lot of people don't like the ribbon, but I think they're just being controversial. I think the ribbon is a smart move, and now it's included right within the tools that you use to manage SharePoint. So I think they hit everything. I mean, they've improved the search features. They've improved the business intelligence features, site editing features. So they've got all of these great improvements. Here's where I think they kind of missed the boat in the exchange sense. As I mentioned, public folders are going to be done away with. So you have all of these administrators looking at SharePoint as the replacement. How's that going? Well, in my opinion, not very well. I don't necessarily think that SharePoint hits all of the necessary features to replace public folders. It's true, there's some great stuff with SharePoint that you don't have with public folders. You have the workflow. You have, you know, the content approval. There's a lot that goes into SharePoint that you just don't have with public folders. But the migration process from public folders over to SharePoint, that's been missed. You can go to outside parties. You can go to third-party utilities to try to help you with the migration, but the migration tools are not included. They're not easy to work with within the SharePoint Exchange structure at this point. So I think that that's something that's missing. I don't think that it's a smooth transition for users either. Users are used to working with their, you know, public folders. And to make it so different that that it really requires training, it requires them to become comfortable all over again, I think that was not a smart move. So I kind of hope that SharePoint 2010 would make that a little easier, and they have certainly enhanced the product, but I'd like to see that public folder side to things hit a little differently.
How do you think SharePoint 2010 and Exchange integration will ultimately benefit companies?
Well, you know, that's a good question. And actually, a good way for companies to be able to see the benefit of the two together is just in looking at Microsoft's BPOS solutions. That's the Business Productivity Online Suite. So this is a real nice solution where you have both Exchange and SharePoint and a few other tools all combined together. And I've been working with this personally with several different companies that needed a smaller solution. They didn't necessarily need Exchange deployed in-house. And what was nice is they only needed Exchange. But Microsoft BPOS offered the SharePoint side as well. Well, you'd be amazed at how nice it is to be able to have your Exchange side, have your email, but also have your Outlook be able to connect into the SharePoint side and be able to update various lists, announcements, the social side to it. Now, currently, it's still working off of 2007, but soon they'll go to 2010, and I think that the connection will be even stronger between the two. So I really see this as being valuable to businesses, whether they deploy it on-premise or whether they go with an in-the-cloud solution. It's really going to work well for companies to utilize the both together.
Do you think there's anything that you'd add or improve to the next version of SharePoint?
You know, it's hard to say where I would improve it just yet. I mean, I think you got to work with a product for a little while before you start picking it apart and saying, oh, I want this to be better or that to be better. And it's just too new. Everything that I've worked with so far has made me super happy because it hits, again, all of those pain points that I had with 2007. So right now, I'm thrilled. But I know that over time, as I become more comfortable, I'll find little things that I can say, I wish this would be better, I wish that would be better. So right now, to be honest with you, I think my only concern is this public folder thing. I really would like to see a better connection to what we have with public folders and make it easier on users to transition, make it easier on administrators to migrate, because again, right now, that's just not smooth, and to make it easier for users to see the value in switching as well. Because you don't want them to complain. When they see their public folders are eventually missing, that's going to be frustrating for them. So one thing that's really nice, though, that I should have mentioned earlier, is that if you don't have an existing structure with public folders, then my recommendation is never to set up public folders. Don't even get started with them. Even if you decide you're not going to go with SharePoint right away, you know, you may go with SharePoint into the future. So don't even get started with the public folder structure if you don't have one already. Plan your minds toward going toward SharePoint, you know, at some point.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. But I'd like to thank J. Peter Brazzisi for joining us. Peter, before we sign off, would you like to add any additional information on what you're currently working on?
Actually, right now, some exciting things. I've been working on some exciting things. I just completed a series for TrainSignal, an Exchange 2010 training series, which is 40 videos. It's over 20 hours of training, and we call it the EPIC because it's just huge as far as the amount of content that we put into this training series. and it's selling just off the charts at this point. So that's one exciting thing that we've worked on, that we finished up. It actually directly connects in with the 70-662 certification exam. But, you know, our style of training at Train Signal is to make sure the certification content is hit, but not necessarily to focus only on certification content. We focus on training how to use the actual solution. So these 40 videos hit pretty much everything you can imagine with Exchange 2010. So that's one exciting thing. The other thing is that I have my own private free site called exclusivelyexchange.com, and that site, we just added some new Exchange 2010 videos to it. It already has over 150 free Exchange 2007 videos, so now we've just added a bunch of Exchange 2010 videos. So those are the exciting things I'm working on right now, and who knows for the future.
Okay, thanks very much, Peter. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. If you have any questions for Peter or the editors at searchexchange.com, please don't hesitate to write us at editor@searchexchange.com. Thanks for listening.